On the phone right now is the vice mayor of the city of Chicago, alderman of the 27th Ward, Mr. Walter Burnett. Hello, alderman.
Hey, Steve. How you doing?
I'm doing great. Thank you.
Happy holidays.
Thank you. Thank you. Happy holidays to you and your family. What are you doing for New Year's?
I haven't even decided yet. My wife and I, we're trying to, you know, sometimes we just go to church. Sometimes we just stay at home.
All right. It's one of those home buddies. Well, I'm glad the city has brought back the fireworks that are happening at the Chicago River, which we talked about yesterday. All right. It's like I don't even know where to begin with you because there's so much going on. Here's, I think, where I start, because I've been asked this by several listeners as I've been promoting the fact that you're coming on. And the question is essentially all the same. What does, after all, the vice mayor do?
Well, Steve, initially the vice mayor was put in. I think it happened after Belandit, after old man Daly passed away, and then they found Belandit got sworn in. But in between that time, they had a hard time deciding on who's going to be the temporary mayor at that time, and so they came up with vice mayor.
And go ahead. I'm sorry.
Since that time, it's sort of a fill gap. As you all recall, David Orr was the vice mayor, and when Harold Washington passed away, he filled in until the council voted in a new mayor. So we've had several vice mayors. There's been six of them. I think Gabinski was one, Brendan Rowley was one, Tom Tunney was one. Dick Mayo was one, if I'm not mistaken.
Mm-hmm.
And but since then, this mayor... He gave me a lot more duties as vice mayor. I go to meetings for him, engagements that he's not able to make because of his busy schedule. Matter of fact, I've even went to conference of mayors, different things related to the city of Chicago, visited with mayors from Germany. I visited with a lot of diplomats to help represent the city and fill in those gaps when the mayor is not able to make it. But also, he allows me to, sit in and help fill in some gaps. When there's troubleshooting going on, I try to help out and give them a little advice that I have. Whether they listen to me or not, I've been around for a long time. And I just try to help out where I can and fill in the gaps to try to keep the city moving.
Well, you are the senior alderman in Chicago, and the vice mayor for the first time has a budget. Was that budget cut when all these budget cuts recently happened?
Yes, the budget's been cut. All of the budget's been cut by 3%. Before I was appointed vice mayor, I had a committee. I had a staff. He asked me to be vice mayor. I needed somewhere to place my staff to help work for me, and they do a myriad of things in relationship to me being vice mayor. They go to events for me ahead of time. They find out who the people are. They take pictures. They do research. They write speeches. You know, it's a whole new thing for me, along with me trying to still be the alderman of the 27th Ward at the same time. And then, of course, I've picked up another duty as being the chairman of the zoning committee. So mm-hmm. Now I get folks like, I actually just got a union calling me trying to get a zoning change way up north somewhere, and I had to help troubleshoot that and talk to the zoning administrator yesterday. To try to help them out, and the building commissioner to try to help out. So, we find ourselves doing things in our ward, and I'm blessed to have a good staff to help me in the ward, but also we help folks all over the city. And I probably do a lot of things that the mayor don't even know about. And, not that these are things that I wouldn't do ordinarily, but it gives me a little more leeway to be able to do things across the city. And because I've been alderman for a long time, I don't do anything in anyone's ward without letting those aldermen know that, we're trying to help help constituents in their ward.
All right, I know that I know that our news director Ryan Burrow wants to jump in there with a question. I also want to ask you about some specific issues, everything from the Board of Education to something happening in your ward. That's the Bally's Casino. Right now, here's what's happening. The vice mayor for the city of Chicago, Alderman Walter Burnett, the dean of Chicago Aldermen's, Aldermen's? Is that what I said? How about Alders? I think that's the better way to put it. And from the newsroom, our news director is ready to chime in here. You're welcome to do so, Ryan Burrow.
Steve, you're going to get into the nitty-gritty of some of the topics, I think. The one thing that we're interested here in the newsroom is to kind of know what's going on behind the scenes right now, especially with this mayor and your unique background. Do you find yourself having to bridge this gap between council and the mayor's office? And what does that dynamic look like? Is it you maybe kind of, I don't know, twisting arms, I suppose, of some of the city council members to get them on board with the mayor's plan? Or is it you having tough conversations with the mayor saying, look, this is kind of where the council's at right now?
Yeah, so that the last part is pretty much who I am, you know, because I am an alderman first. And I've been in the city for a long time, and I pretty much know how aldermen feel and how they try to represent their constituents. And I just try to, you know, express to the mayor where the aldermen are coming from. Sometimes he agree with it, sometimes he don't. But, you know, I think this mayor appointed me not because I agree with him a lot. Matter of fact, I didn't even help this mayor get elected. I worked against this mayor. Didn't think he was, you know, capable of being a mayor, but he won and he's the mayor. And I care about this city and I want to make sure this city grow and do good. And for the most part, I think he's been, you know, he got a raw deal coming in, and he's been handling it and dealing with all of the issues that has come before him. But I try and, you know, fill the council, fill the mayor, and see what's the middle ground for both of them and try to get my input. Myself and a couple of other aldermen who have been around for a while, we try to intervene and try to help out. And this is something that a lot of us been doing, not just with this mayor, but we've done the same thing with Bailey, Rahm Emanuel, and Lori Lightfoot, you know, because we try to get the city moving forward. And a lot of times when you do get a new mayor, and this is my third new mayor, you know, they kind of don't see it from the automatic perspective. And we try to, you know, get them to see each other's point of view. And one thing I can say about this man is a good listener. He has his convictions. He do what he feel is right, but he do listen. I will say that. He don't do everything we suggest to him, but he listens and he understands, but he stands by his convictions and what he believes in.
Okay, so I want to talk about some issues, including the Bally's Casino. The old Freedom Center from the Chicago Tribune was torn down. Part of it landed in the Chicago River. If you have an update on that, that would be great. But I also want to talk about the casino and the money it will presumably bring in. There's a Bally's Casino up and running downtown in Chicago. If that is bringing in dollars, CBD, where's the money from that? That's what a lot of people on the street are talking about. We keep getting raises in taxes and this and that. We're being nickeled and dimed even when we go shopping for our bags. But why doesn't this show? Why are we always, it seems, at a huge deficit?
Yeah, so, I mean, one of the reasons is, Steve, is that, well, first, as far as the Bally's Casino on the wall, falling down in the water, I'm going to tell you, every government agency in the city, the state, and the federal government got involved with that. We want to make sure that our river is clean and there's no toxic waste in there. And it wasn't. They got it cleaned up real quick. I got a call right after it happened from the building commissioner to give me a report on what was going on. And I just want to hand it to everyone that's involved, the city, the state, and the federal government. Everyone did a great job in making sure that that was attended to, along with Bally's and everyone else. So we've been able to take care of that because it's an article in the Sun-Times today. I know you are the Tribune, but I think it's the Sun-Times or your paper. I'm not sure, talking about the situation. So thank God that's over. As far as the casino goes, the casino, you know, didn't do as great as we would have liked it to have done in the past several months, but they're getting there. The new casino is going to be even better. They changed their plans somewhat. You know, the owner of Bally's was able to get the money that he needed to make it happen, which is great for the city of Chicago. And, you know, so we need that money, and a lot of folks know that most of that money coming from the casino will go toward our police pensions, right? And we want to take care of our police and make sure that they have a decent pension after serving us in the city of Chicago and putting their lives at stake for us to be have the safety that we have here in the city of Chicago.
Speaking of which, we still do not have enough police, do we?
No, we don't. And one of the things that we had to do with this budget, and unfortunately, and back to where you were talking about the budget, you know, a lot of budgets across the state are having a challenge right now. Across the country are having challenges because we all had challenges when COVID came around. It put a real monkey wrench in the economy all over the country. Everyone had to get some help from the federal government, got some ARPA money and all of those things. Well, that money has run out, right? And that money has ran out. So now we have to deal with the issues at hand. That money was supposed to be temporary to help us get back on our feet. A lot of us aren't quite back on our feet. People aren't really spending the money like they used to yet. But we're getting there. And this budget, we were blessed because we didn't vote on a property tax increase. I'm one of the aldermen, along with all 50 of us, voted not to do $300 million. But at the same time, you know, there was an issue with the bonding folks on Wall Street that wanted us to have some type of sustainable type of money in place in order to keep our bond ratings up so that we can be in a better position to be able to borrow money in the future. But everyone decided they didn't want any taxes. So this mayor figured out a way to allow us not to have any taxes, although a lot of the taxes that we did put in are pretty much taxes that people can choose. You can choose either to take your bag to the store or buy a bag. You can choose to park downtown or take a cab or take a Uber or take a train, right? I mean, so we pretty much laid out a bunch of taxes where folks can choose if they want to do it or not. And, you know, and that's where we are. But the Wall Street hopefully don't frown on us for having been able to balance our budget like that. And it won't have a adverse effect on our bonding going forward, because the challenge is if we borrow money and it costs us a lot more money to borrow money, to buy money out, it costs.
Alderman, we're up against the newscast here. I will argue with you a bit about choices. I mean, after all, if people feel the CTA is unsafe to take, well, you're not giving them a choice. And we need more people to come downtown for all sorts of reasons. But that's another conversation for another time. Is the new CEO of the Chicago schools going to be Paul Vallis?
That's funny, Steve. Okay. I know you're a comedian. I know you're a comedian on the set. But you know me. Me personally, I wouldn't have a problem with it.
I know. I know. Yeah. All right. All right. I got to go. I'm late for news, and that's I could be fined. Have a great new year.
All right. You too, brother. Thank you.
Thank you. Bye-bye.